Don't do that, Baba. Nakon. Action. Erev Tov, Rabotai. Welcome back to our weekly Tuesday night Musar and Hashkafa Vad. So, as always, my rant is dedicated to Josh Aziz and friends. Yeah, long story. Josh Aziz was the founder of my Tuesday night rants. Anyway. Long story, just go with it. Yeah. Anyway, Bekitzur, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a way of talking to us through current events. And there's a lot of noise in the media in general, but especially Jewish media, about this coming Shabbat. President Trump, in honor of America's 250th birthday, called for a national Jewish Sabbath, and he called on all Jews in America to keep Shabbat. I'm not sure why now, as opposed to July 4th weekend. I'm not exactly.
But is he referring to the whole world?
I mean, he's referring to everybody, but he was calling on Jewish Americans. Before Shavuot, maybe, could be. Aval. And as a result of that, I heard today that Hagaon Chaim David Yosef, the Rishon LeZion, seconded that call in English, calling on Jews all over the world to, at least, obviously, we're not saying, you know, to the negation of all other Shabbatot, but at least for the Shabbat, to keep the Shabbat. Everybody knows the famous Gemara, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Ilule Shamru Yisrael Shtei Shabbatot Miad Nigalim. If Am Yisrael keeps two Shabbatot, they would immediately be redeemed. And it's very interesting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the most powerful Gentile in the free world, is calling out to Am Yisrael, you know, all of the other things. You can have Rabbanim do whatever, but the President of the United States, in prime time, calls on Am Yisrael to keep the Shabbat. It's a very, very big deal. And to a certain extent, it's a Kiddush Hashem. It's a Kiddush Shem Shamayim. On the flip side, you know, the government in Israel has its elements that are working hard to undermine Kedushat HaShabbat. And that's Busha V'Cherpa. You have a Goy. You know, nice guy, friend of Am Yisrael, but Acharei HaKol Hu Goy. And he's calling, he realizes that Am Yisrael has to keep Shabbat. En Mal Asot. You have to keep Shabbat. Jewish daughter, not Jewish daughter, it doesn't matter. He's a Goy. Goy doesn't chop from Shmirat Shabbat, but he realizes that Am Yisrael has this thing. One of the things that makes Am Yisrael so unique is Shmirat Shabbat. They have that. And there's been a lot of buzz among Goyim about keeping a weekly day of rest. Not necessarily with all of the halachot of Shabbat. Goy she Shabbat chayav mita. Goy is not allowed to fully keep Shabbat. But everybody understands the benefit of a weekly day of disconnecting, a weekly day of just recharging and spending time with God, with family, focusing on your values. So at the same time that this Kiddush Hashem is, you know, being so, I say, heralded by Trump, you have to realize that on the other hand, it's sad that in Eretz Yisrael, Medinat Yisrael, which is supposed to be the only Jewish state on the planet, there's still opposition to that. And there's still, you know, when fighting to make public transportation legal in certain cities on Shabbat, it's a terrible, terrible thing. So, you know, you don't need me to second that. But this Shabbat, for whoever can, to first of all, even for those who keep Shabbat, there, we can always use chizuk b'shminat Shabbat. Like the Mishnah Berurah in the Hakdamah of Chelek Gimal, Mishnah Berurah writes that if you don't learn Hilchot Shabbat well and review it, a person eventually will come to, ultimately will be mechalen Shabbat on a Doraita level, the Rabbanan level, not out of malice, but because if you don't know the halacha, in bur yirechit v'lo amar, it's chassid. You gotta know the halachot. So maybe if you're already keeping, you already are keeping Shabbat. So maybe be mitchazik this coming Shabbat, learn the halachot, make a seder, this coming Shabbat especially, all the time, but this coming Shabbat especially, let's learn halakha or two of Ilchot Shabbat. Maybe to be mitchazek this coming Shabbat, not to speak dibur chol, not to speak dvarim betelim, not to speak dvarim asurim chas shalom. It's very important. To be mitchazek, when you see the whole world being mitchazek in something, you have to take part. It's a thing. They once asked Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, alav shalom. He walked in to yeshiva. It was Rosh Yeshiva in Tervidas. So he walked in. It was January 1st. And he asked the guys in the base medrash, whatever it was, what's your New Year's resolution? That's what he asked them. So the guys were taken aback. Rav Yaakov, New Year's resolution? What do you mean New Year's resolution? New Year's is Shel Goyim Zeh. Yeah, it's a pagan holiday. He says, let me explain something to you. Forget about the holiday Shibbol. This is a day, January 1st, is a day that the entire free world is mitchazek and takes Kabbalot Tovot. And I shouldn't be a part of it? When you see everybody being mitchazek, whether they're doing it for whatever reason, you see people being mitchazek, you have to be mitchazek also. Even if it's goyim, you see goyim band together to be mitchazek in something, you have to be mitchazek too. You see Am Yisrael being mitchazek b'shmirat HaShabbat, you have to be mitchazek too. It's very, very important not to let it stam. No, it's not. It's not nogea to me. It is nogea. Everybody should always be mitchazek. Lo stam. Yeah, maybe this is in among the Sfaradim. We call this coming Shabbat Shabbat Kala. You know, by Ashkenazim, you have an afruf. Shavuot is the day of Rachasana. B'yom Chatunato u'b'yom Simchat Libo is a reference to Matan Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Chatan. We're the Kala. It's the Shabbat Kala that we spend in delving in Torah, b'mitchazek in the mitzvot, b'mitchazek b'shirat Shabbat. So, there's something there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted into the president's mind to call on Am Yisrael, but don't think that we're immune. Even if you shomer Shabbat, mitzuyan, b'mitchazek, learn more. B'mitchazek midibur chol, b'mitchazek other people. Invite orchim that maybe they don't have so much shaychus to Shabbat. Give them a taste of what it means to be shomer Shabbat. It's a very big deal. When people are being mitchazek, it is our obligation to jump on the bandwagon and be mitchazek as well. Shomea? Ivanta? Yofi. So that's there. Okay. I'm going to open up the floor, people. Let's go. Yehunatan.
Thank you, Rabbi. Should the kavanah for this week, specifically for Shabbat, should it be that we want the Geulah to come, or that all of Am Yisrael is doing this, so we want to be a part of it, or what's the specific kavanah?
All of the kavanot are appropriate. First of all, the kavanah of Shmirat Shabbat is that this is our edut, this is our testament that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara et ha'olam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to keep the Shabbat. And we're keeping Shabbat because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us. And Mimela, by keeping Shabbat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that it hastens the Geula. So all those kavanot are etzviot, whatever it is, but whatever. Again, nothing really changed because Trump said to keep Shabbat. You know what I'm saying? But we're saying we're being mitchazek because obviously it's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, lev melachim b'yad Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the leaders of the world. And if he said something like, which is unprecedented for any goyish world leader ever, to call on Am Yisrael to keep Shabbat, what? Huh? Yeah, but now again, what exactly did he mean? Did he mean to keep Shabbat in kol hilchotea? I don't know exactly, you know, I don't know if he knew what exactly he meant. He knows about lametet melachot, he knows about isurim muktzin. Maybe, could be. But we know that there's a message here from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to do it. L'shem yichud b'shem b'ruchu shinteh, to do it. L'chvod Hashem yitbarach.
Good. By virtue in life, time gets more pressed to learn. The person has less time to learn. So would the Rav recommend, in the, like, not in a healthy way, but for a person to be margil themselves more to less sleep? And like, if so, is there a way to like condition that muscle in a healthy way that one could run on less sleep?
He wants to know, since there's a lot to do and not a lot of time to do it, Yemesh enotenu ba'em, 70 shana. V'migvurot shemonim shana. Yeah, we don't have a lot of time on this earth. So there's a lot to do, a lot to learn. So he says, you know what, maybe we should sleep less. The Rambam, Ben Ishchai, they write that a person should sleep preferably approximately 8 hours a night. Usually most people don't get that. If you can cut it down and you're still functioning okay, if you feel that your alertness, energy, you know, things of that nature, productivity is taking a hit, then you have to recalculate. Sometimes go to sleep a little bit earlier so that you're able to get up early in the morning. You know, the Gra used to sleep 2 hours a night, and even that wasn't straight. It was broken up. He didn't want to be sleep, get back up. 2 hours. After that, not everybody's the Gra. What are you going to do? Yeah. 1 second.
Pass back to the Gra.
So, the Rav was talking about Shabbos before and Goyim keeping Shabbos. Does the Rav think that maybe the reason Charlie Kirk died is because he kept Shabbos and he started a movement for Goyim to keep Shabbos? Serious question.
I have no doubt in my mind that Charlie Kirk did not keep a halachic Shabbos. You know what I'm saying? He stayed home, turned off his phone, did whatever, you know. He was doing melachot at home. There's no question. What he said, he keeps Shabbos, that's his version. You know what I'm saying? He does not. When the Gemara says, Goy Shabbat Chayav Mita, it's talking about that he keeps Shabbat Kilchotav. That's why when a ger is in the process of conversion, we tell him, until you're a ger, you have to do at least one melacha kol Shabbat. Why? Because otherwise it's asur. You have to tell him, mamash lechalil to Shabbat, pa'am achat, in order to... No, lav davka. Just one time. No, one time. He has to be mitragel. He has to accustom himself to keep Shabbat, but he can't, huh? Deoraita. You tell him to do one melacha deoraita, turn on the light, or mashu kaze, in order to break the Shabbat so that he didn't keep a full Shabbat. But why did he get killed? I'm not a Navi, I have no idea. But he definitely didn't keep Shabbat kilchata. They're also not keeping Shabbat kilchata. They're staying home, doing their thing. Meaning the idea that he was preaching to people was nice. It's not a day of Shmirat Shabbat, it's a day of disconnecting and connecting to what's real, which is really, by the way, psychologically, there's a lot of studies about this. It's healthy. Just turn off your phone, disconnect from everything. Can you imagine we'd be on our phones and devices 7 days a week? We'd be brain dead. Mamash kacha. Yeah, we'd be more brain dead. No, b'di shamayim. Yeah. Okay, good.
Is every Shimon saying that every yid needs to keep Shabbos or Rov Yadin?
Everyone.
Ilule Shamru Yisrael. Yisrael is the unit of Am Yisrael.
How
I hear. I get, maybe that's Begid their Onis. Onis Rachmana Patra. I guess at least for the ones that do know they're Jewish. Okay, anybody else? Jump in there.
You don't have a question.
Since when do you filter?
Is there a din of Tinok Shenishba nowadays? And if so, like, how does one, like, has one magdir then?
Very, very relevant question that the Poskim discuss. Is there a din of Tinok Shenishba today? Tinok Shenishba leben ha'akum. It's a reference to a child that was taken captive at a very young age, literally, and he didn't have access to or exposure to Judaism, and he grew up like a goy. So over there, that's more of an anus, and he has, even if he's a mumar, he doesn't have halachot like a mumar. It's a very, very big machloket among the poskim how we look at them today. Shevet Alevi, Rav Vazner Alav Shalom, he held that la halacha, in general, Tinok Shenishba is not an idea that we apply too much to people nowadays, because over there he says it's a din in exposure and not being exposed to true Torah mitzvot observant Judaism. He says chilonim, everyone's talking about chilonim today. Chilonim today, you can't, whatever you're going to say, you can't say that they're not exposed to lifestyles of Torah mitzvot. No, but they see Haredim, they don't know anything, but they're exposed.
It's not about knowledge. It's about, according to the way the Shevet HaLevi understands, it's a lack of exposure to that lifestyle. It's not like they know the lifestyle exists. Forget about halacha and chuma. Forget about knowledge. But exposure to a life of Torah mitzvot, you'd be hard-pressed to find a city, a town, a yeshuv, a community in Israel that there's no charedim. There's charedim and charedim, datim, whatever. Huh? I know, but as soon as they turn on TV, what's the only thing on Israeli TV all day long? Charedim, charedim, charedim. That's all it is. That's all they talk about.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Shevet HaLevi. Hagaon Chazon Ish in Yored De'ah Siman Bet, right in the beginning of his Perush on Yored De'ah, as well as Maran Zichron Berachah Yabi Omer, they adopt a little bit of a different approach. They say it's less about exposure to a life of Shemirat Torah Mitzvot and more about a value system of such a life, which means you can be exposed, but if you're raised with a lack of value for a life of religious observance, on the contrary, you are indoctrinated with a certain kind of hatred. You know, if you watch Israeli TV, Haredim, they make it's some chilonim hate Haredim more than Arabs do. It's a crazy thing. They're mamish indoctrinated to hate for this sector of people. So over there, Memela, since you don't have a value for it, even if you're exposed to it, you didn't learn it in school. What do they teach you in Israeli public schools? They teach you kfira. They teach you all sorts of different things. Forget about shtiyot, kfira mamash. It's not a joke. It's a mamash kacha. So you have to a certain extent, you have to feel bad for them because they don't know any better. You know, Israel was a melting pot primarily after World War II. For all of the Jews from all the European countries after the Holocaust, and then later from all of the Middle Eastern, Sephardic, North African countries, wherever they came from, and they came in, and then all the Zionists started making them go off the derech and stuff like that, and they didn't have a chance, huh? No, it's known things. They made people not shomer Torah mitzvot. So over there, that's why the Chazon Ish and Maran Zichron Berachah hold that there still is an element, le'alacha even, of tinok shenishba, because they don't chap, not only lack of knowledge, but they were never taught or they're never shown the beauty of a life of Torah mitzvot, and that's why they hate it so much, and that's why they don't keep it, not out of malice. It's not like, for instance, Shana Ufirish, person grew up in yeshivas, whatever, and then he decides to just go off. You know, you've been there, you've done that, and you still decide to go off. No, it's Tinok Shenishba. What Tinok Shenishba is an Asha. What are you doing? You know better. These people don't chop. They don't know any better. And sometimes they're so ignorant, and not only ignorant in the knowledge of Torah, but ignorant in the value and the beauty of Torah, that in and of itself allows them to be labeled as Tinok Shenishba with all of the halachot that are associated with that. Okay. Anybody else to wrap it up? Oh boy, here it goes.
It's okay. I heard. Four-page biography.
Four-page biography.
Is one allowed? Is one allowed to watch someone do an isser, for example, like eat something non-kosher, or drive on Shabbat and stuff?
La'alacha, both from a halachic and a kabbalistic perspective, you're not allowed to look at a person. First of all, you're not two different things. Asuli stakel bifne rasha. If a person's a real rasha, you're not allowed to look in his face. Even if he's not doing an avirah, and even if a person wouldn't be under the umbrella of quote unquote actual rasha, you're not allowed to watch a person or look at a person engaged in an avirah. You can't watch that. It's mitamtem aliv. Therefore, it's very common in places where Chilul Shabbat is rampant. Sometimes people are driving. You're not allowed to look. If you see somebody, if you see a Jew, you have to look away. It's mitamtem alev. You're not allowed to look at a Jew engaged in achilot nevelot utrefot. You know, sometimes you see people in a non-kosher restaurant with a skinny, or engaged in Chilul Shabbat or whatever it is. You have to be very careful. You're not allowed to look. Tov. Anybody else wrapping up the evening? You didn't get one yet.
If someone's playing basketball and other people in the game start putting money on the game, is it mutter to continue playing?
Yes.
It's fine?
You weren't the catalyst for them to bet, and you didn't know that going into it. So you're allowed to continue playing. It's not lifnei iver or misayah b'dei over avera. Huh? You could tell them, I don't want you to do this. This is, you're doing this of your own volition. And even if they didn't bet on a game, they can bet on anything else also. So memela, there's no deoraita of lifnei iver, and there's also no derabanan of misayah b'dei over avera. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's an isur because of asmachta lakanya.
Yeah.
You look in Yored Asiman Rezain. Not slicha, lo yoreda. Choshen Mishpat, Siman Rezain. It speaks about all the halachot of asmachta lakanya. One more, last one.
Is a person chayav for like averot that they do when they're intoxicated? Like if I chas v'shalom break Shabbat, like, turn on the light, I had a couple drinks. Am I chayav? Is there any way to say like, oh, I was not myself? No, I'm serious.
It's a good shaila. It comes up twice in Shulchan Aruch, both in Ilchot Kiddushin and Ilchot Gerushin. If a person's intoxicated and does averot in his intoxication, so in halacha there are different levels of intoxication. There's shikor sheinu yachol la'amod sheinu yachol daber lifnei melech, that you know slur your words, whatever. And then there's a higher level of shikrut that's called shikor kalot. In halacha, if a person is drunk as lot, he is not liable for any of his actions. But bide shamayim, you're liable. Why did you get yourself into that drunken stupor? The Rambam writes in Ilchot De'ot that there is no greater sin than intoxication, and it brings about all of the averot. So a person has to be careful. Even Shabbat and Kiddush and Smachot, hakol beseder, you know what I'm saying? But be responsible. You take a l'chaim v'zeh, know when to pull back. Know how to be a mensch. Adam nikar b'shlosha dvarim, says the Gemara. Bekoso, bekiso, uvka'aso. Koso is how you act when you're drunk. How you act also, not only when you're drunk, but how you drink. Do you allow yourself, there's an art to it. I'm not saying you should drink at all. But even for those who do, be classy about it. Don't be trashy. Have class. B'Shabbat, you drink a glass of wine, you have a l'chaim, and you know how to draw the line. Hineh matov manaim. That's good. V'yayin yisamach levav einosh. Good, fine. Simchat yom tov, to drink a glass of wine, l'da'at rambam ul'da'at maran ha'shulchan aruch. You open up, Ora Chaim. Siman tav kuf chavtet, shtiyat yayin biyom tov, mitzvat aseh min ha'torah. That's why you should drink once during the night, once during the day, wine. If you happen to like wine, biyom tov, to drink wine, mitzvat aseh deoraita. It's a wonderful thing. Aval, and it says, basar v'yayin. According to Shulchan Aruch now, doesn't say there's a mitzvah in tequila. Yeah? Yeah. Tov. Laila tov, Laila tov. Is the next